Chapter 18, Moses' Judgment. They all left together with great smiles upon their radiant faces. They were all looking forward to hearing about each other's perspectives of the final judgment, and they wondered what the Lord would reveal to them about the subject. As they left the massive hall, they walked toward the great mountains in the east. They could see their peaks as some of the clouds parted. They were huge mountains, which many of the saints climbed to get a better look at the size of the great kingdom. But still, only a fraction of it could be seen, even from there. It was going to be an interesting visit, Jonathan thought, as he walked down the streets of gold with his good friend Robert and the Old Testament patriarch Moses. They walked through the city streets, and they were pointing here and there at all the beauty around them. They continued down the streets of the city and found a little alcove which they could use for their discussions. The alcove was about 30 feet wide and 60 feet long, and the walls on each side were made out of wood with inlays of pure gold and pictures of pomegranates and cherubim. The brightness of the Lord shone in, and it illuminated the place, for the heavenly city did not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of the Lord gave the city its light. They entered in and sat down on benches that were decorated with engravings of the River of Life. Each leg of the benches was carved in great detail to resemble trees with fruit and flowers budding. The seats that were there were set up in such a way as if a meeting was meant to be taking place right there. They even had a table laid out with various breads, fruits, and juices. As they looked around, the excitement began to build in their hearts, and they all knew great conversations awaited them. Moses was the first to reach out for the bread. He passed it around to the others, and they poured their own drinks. Moses was the first to begin to speak.
It looks like the Lord has prepared a table for us, and our cups overflow. Surely his goodness and love will follow us all our days. They all agreed, giving thanks. Then they began to eat.
While they were eating, Moses began the conversation by speaking first to Robert.
The Lord told me that you were both remembering the magnitude, the sheer size of the final judgment, and the vast numbers of people that stood there before the throne. But what else stands out in your memories?
Robert let the question roll around in his mind for a bit and finally answered,
"A few things. It was amazing who was judged and how they were judged."
"Start with whom and then why. What about these things impressed you?" Moses instructed.
"To begin with, I remember Jesus' words regarding judging generations. I never really thought about it until that day. It was amazing to see how his words came to fulfillment and how everything played out. I never thought about how the words of Jesus would fully play out, and when he said that the Queen of the South will rise at the judgment and condemn the men of that generation, and that the men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment with that generation and condemn it. I will always remember the part of the judgment when the Pharisees and Sadducees were brought up to the throne of God as a group. It was so amazing to see all of them there, and all the others that stood opposed to Jesus. To see that generation standing before the judgment seat and having them see the Lord Jesus at the Father's right side dressed in royal splendor. That was incredible," Moses added. "I will always remember that day, for they actually and foolishly set their hopes on me, as if I am somebody who could save them. Oh, they studied my words, but they missed the whole meaning. They pursued a law of righteousness and tried to receive God's favor by works instead of by faith. They stumbled over the stumbling stone. That law, which the Lord gave me, which was engraved in stone, was put in place to lead them to Jesus Christ. They misused that law, and it became a stumbling stone, and the rock that made them fall. Moses shook his head in remembrance and continued, I remember watching Jesus' earthly ministry from heaven, and I watch how they treated my Lord. I remember watching the events unfold, hearing the harsh words that were said about him, and seeing the evil plans that they were putting together. It was so hard to see the Lord go through such opposition. We watched his rejection by the people, his betrayal, his great suffering in the garden, and seeing them spit in his face and strike him with their fists, and seeing others slap him and say, Prophesy to us, Christ, who hit you? We had seen it all, and our hearts were broken. Robert added, I remember when their earthly words and deeds came back upon them, and how the words they said echoed throughout the great assembly. I still shiver just thinking about Jesus' words when he said of them, Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but anyone who speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in this age or in the age to come. Jonathan jumped in and added, I remember now that generation received much more condemnation than other generations because they were given so much more. Where much is given, much is demanded. Robert continued, One amazing event was when the Queen of Sheba was brought forth, and the place was shaken by her accusations that condemned that generation. As Robert was still speaking, a woman entered the alcove, and everyone looked up as she entered. Their eyes went wide and smiled as the Queen of Sheba herself entered and greeted them.